Well, Tracy, what a crazy busy time of the year.
Yes.
And there's so much going on. So let's get things starting. The conversation started about downtown. Richard Calthrop wrote a column this week about things that are happening downtown.
Yes, that's right. So he calls his column this week, The Rebirth of the Cool, Downtown Las Cruces Keeps
Rebirth
Stepping Forward.
Rebirth of the Cool.
Yes.
So we're going to make downtown cool again today.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of cool stuff going on down there, and he just provides a little roundup as he was reflecting on a question he got about somebody wondering, you know, what's going to happen downtown.
Well, that's been a big question that's been going on for quite some time. And, you know, you drive around through the downtown area, and there's activity happening.
Yes.
So there's something going on. It's, you know, but for a lot of us that are thinking, is it really going to happen?
Right, exactly.
So what's really going to happen?
So this highlights a few of the things that are actually happening down there. And so get down there and check it out. This Friday is the monthly Art Ramble. But this time it's called Art Ramble Relaunch, and that's because they have expanded the hours from 5 to 7 previously. Now it'll be 5 to 8 p.m.
Smart.
And they're providing a shuttle service over to Mesquite Street, a few streets down, to our gallery over there that's now included in the Art Ramble shindig. So,
what happens at the Art Ramble? Do a lot of these businesses stay open a little bit later, and they you're able to walk to the different studios, the different art galleries, and ask questions.
And ask questions, and many times, or most of the time, I believe the artists are on hand to talk to people who are roaming around and checking out all of the cool artwork that's on display.
And the museums are open later during this time as well.
That's right.
Okay. Let's talk about Revolution 120. I understand they're having a golf tournament. Revolution 120 was started up by Marcy Dickerson as a way to give back to the community, but with the catch, you have to pay it forward.
Yes, you have to pay it forward. That's the deal. And it's not so much about money as it is about stuff. And one example we highlight in the story is, you know, a certain situation about a person who had a Las Cruces residence with Alzheimer's, didn't have any air conditioner in her home. And as you know, in the summertime, that can be very detrimental. And for someone in that situation, they can't help themselves. She says, we found out about the situation and found everything we needed in 6 text messages. So they got an air conditioner, someone to do the installation, the whole 9 yards. So stuff like that. You know, money, of course, comes in handy, but
services is very
important. More about, you know, in her her thing is everybody has a different skill set. Everybody has something a little different to offer. Even if they don't have money, they can help. And that's what this group is trying to round up, you know, resources. And then people who receive help have an opportunity and a responsibility to also when they get back on their feet, to pay it forward.
Okay, and they're having a golf tournament at Red Hawk?
Red Hawk.
Okay.
On Friday.
My daughter, a couple years ago, participated in an art class where she got to do a bowl for empty bowls, and that's coming up.
Yes, it's coming up on October 20th. It snuck up on me. I'm a big fan of this event. I went a couple years ago. I didn't get to go last year. I went 2 years ago and got my bowl, and I have kids, and so now that bowl is broken, so now I'm definitely going to have to go back this year.
Now, people are very passionate about these bowls because they get there early to look at the different bowls because, I mean, it's not necessarily a bidding process, but it's a process where people collect them and have a collection of these bowls.
Yes, and really unique things, too, so people try to get there early, and the lines are long. I think 2 years ago I stood in line for a good 30, 40 minutes, but don't let that sway you because it's worth
30,
it.
30 minutes is nothing.
That's not too bad.
Okay. Talk about Honor Flight. This is something, I don't even know how long it's been going on, but as far as back as I can remember, it really honors veterans with a trip to Washington.
Yes, this is, excuse me, is a nonprofit group that's part of a national nonprofit called Honor Flight Network that you know, raises money and various logistics to take groups of veterans to Washington D.C. to see the memorials for the wars that they were a part of. And many of these veterans never get to see these memorials before they pass, and this group provides that for many, many people. And there's a group leaving Thursday today and coming back on Saturday, and they go with, you know, several people. They're what they call guardians that accompany the veterans on these trips, and it's just really great what they do.
I've noticed that there's a skip to your step because you have been practicing dancing.
Yes.
Look Who's Dancing is coming up real quickly. When is that?
Yes, it's October 15th at 3 p.m. at the Pan Am.
And you're going to be dancing. Who's your partner?
My partner is Harold Joy.
How's it going?
It's going really well. We have everybody does two dances. Everybody does the waltz, and then each couple has an individual dance. We're doing the merengue to a very popular song. And it's very fast-paced and lots of spins and tricks, and it's really, really fun.
Okay, Tracy.
Looking forward to that.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.